Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Mwasuze mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Muliza ku mugandawo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Omuwe ekirowoozo ekirungi ekiva eri Kitaffe ali mu ggulu.
Give them a good thought from the Father in heaven.
Era ekiva eri Kristo.
Which come from the Christ.
Okuyita Mwoyo Omutukuvu.
Through the Holy Spirit.
Nga kitukuziddwa emirundi musanvu.
It's purified 7 times.
Kisobola okumukolamu omulimu ogw'enjawulo.
Can do a special work in them, a glorious work, make them a holy one of God, a church without spot, not a wrinkle, a servant of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, praise
Jesus much. We thank the Lord even for this morning
for
taking away his spirit from our midst.
Remember
in Genesis 6 verse 1 to 10, people condived much with fallen angels, with
foot
and righteousness every time, and they contended much with the Holy Spirit until the Father said that my spirit
not
contend with his people all days,
but
they have just become mortals.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But in days like this,
they
look like of the era of Noah, and righteousness is no more preached, and Noah is there to preaching righteousness and of his household. And this are not easy. Father,
it
would have required him to take away his spirit.
But
the promise of the Lord Jesus stands. When he spoke in Matthew 28 and
the
verses
18
and to
20,
if you move on, make all nations disciples
and to
teach all that he commanded us, together with us forever until the end. The promise of coming of the Spirit, which is in the John 14 and the verse 15 to 26,
so
the Comforter to be with you forever. If it wasn't that command,
the
Spirit would have left us long.
According
what church is up to now, the changing of the gospel,
and
look for what we want in these our bodies,
yet
not fought the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven,
and
the rest that he had them to us.
Now,
those who were meant to add us, the evil Satan, when he changed us, yet we began to seek for what was meant to be added us, the cars and the houses, the good things like those.
It's
what we seek for seasons like this, instead of forsaking the kingdom and righteousness, the other to be added us. Now seasons like this, and the leaders who have been leaders of the church, and they do evils amazing,
and
train the congregation to do like that, Father would have taken away his Holy Spirit. Prayer in the Psalms 51 says that God, cast me not from your presence, and take not away your Holy Spirit.
The
other question not to get back to us, Isaiah 63:11 and 40, where is he who put his spirit in their midst,
and
his right hand where was the hand of Moses?
We
move in seasons like those, God not to take away his spirit, though take away his hand. If we take away his spirit, our joy ceases to be. If his hand goes from the midst of church, he gets to be war unto us. Us who attacked the enemy to chase him,
trust
the greater one in us, the Holy Spirit,
and we trust
the hand of God in our midst.
If
we anger God and takes away his Holy Spirit, they can meet us and get tired. They ask, where is the one you praised yourself over? power.
Now,
if you beat your enemy, you have the great one in you who makes you be strong. Don't wake up one day anger them.
If you
anger him, he gets from your midst.
Your
enemy will get joy to strike you well. And they ask you, where is your greater one? You know today,
in
the nation of Uganda, God put in us the greater one. Many nations would have wanted to beat us.
The
time they know the greater one is still there, though it's old. They do not attack us. And many want to attack us. And they remember Museveni. Man has a record of war. Let's keep waiting. You know, our nation caused jealousy to many others in the way that we have peace and not in chaos with, like in Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Everyone gets problem, runs quick here. We have many refugees here.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. Those who ask armies, we help them are many. Because there's the one who seemeth like a giant. There gets away quick and they have not replaced another. You can see wars and you'll be surprised. Only jealousy causes a one to fight. Why have they not seen wars for many years like us?
Nations,
jealousy says, let's create wars in them. Time we pray the leader to go away. First pray God give us another giant to replace.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. That just pray. You don't dare hear that another is competing.
Ask yourself,
will there be a giant on their nation? We too are like that as a church. We have the giant, the Holy Spirit in our midst. We have armies of holy angels, those on our side, more than those our enemies. And don't do what angers God. Take away his spirit, the giant in our midst, and to take away his angels in our midst,
but
their word lead us and they fight wars for us. Let's do what we ought to do in the truth of the word of God. Holy Spirit remain in our midst, even armies of hell angels.
That
be our glory in the midst of the world, and we are not touched.
Know
when the Holy One is in us.
It says,
touch not the ones he has anointed.
When
the Holy Spirit is in our midst,
God can't
allow an enemy touch us.
The
anointed us is of the Holy Spirit.
It
alone brings jealousy of God in us.
And
doesn't want to be touched because of his spirit in our midst.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now let's hold that. But in all we thank God,
he's
given us a good time. We move on to renew the church of God, the holy ones of God, and it's us.
We focus
much on buildings, for they are not the church, but on you as the church.
To
move you, make you free.
Now
even today, that's where we want to move on with our heavenly journey.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The journey of heaven, journey of salvation.
And
by name and voice, I'm Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and
our
Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. We based in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Move on,
reach you once again the journey of heaven. Journey of salvation. It's my journey and your journey. The journey of those who lived before us. The journey of we living now. The journey of those who are coming. Reaching the coming back of Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus much. Our journey holds part 1 and part
2.
But part 2 of journey of heaven. It will take us above the heavens. See what was there before heavens and earth existed. And there is the new heavens and the new earth.
But
in part 1 of journey of heaven, we move our journey of heaven. And it holds two rims. In the rim above,
it
has the first created heaven, where there is the city of God,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven. The great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God. And still in the rim above, in part 1 of journey of heaven, there is the second created heaven, where we find four living creatures. Store of spirits, which are gotten given bodies in human beings and in all other creations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And still in the rim above, in part 1 of journey of heaven, we shall see the third heaven, where there is the garden of God and the throne of God in the center of the garden.
And
surrounded of thrones of 24 elders on mountains, and surround the mountain Zion, which holds the throne of God.
So
when we shall go there, see what's in the rim above, let's find wind up what's in the rim below.
Part 1 of
journey of heaven, in the rim below, it's made of the fourth created heaven.
The
blue heaven we see up there. And we are seeing seven things in the brief summary. Praise Jesus much. In this rim below,
part 1,
in part 1 of the journey of heaven, seven things.
We
first saw heaven and its circular in appearance, and it is very hard as iron. And we read many scriptures. First
we
read Genesis chapter 1, the verse 6 and
7.
And we saw that's the heaven. The blue heaven we see up there. We read much about it. And we saw such in appearance. As you see it up there, if you get out of planet Earth, you remain seated in the east, in the west, even in the south.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The second thing we saw, after seeing the circular heaven, we saw
in
its firmament is the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon. According to Genesis 1, in the verse 14 into 20, and we saw the life of the stars, even their official works, to worship and to praising God, to count as time and seasons, and store the weapons of God. And when we finished that, we moved on to see of hell, known as the prison of God and the bottomless pit in the kingdom of the stars. According to what we read in 1 Peter chapter
3,
18 to 21, and it's called the prison of God. And in Luke 16:19 to 25, and we discovered hell is indeed the prison of God, where imprisoned spirit of the rebellious who never repent, together with those called demons, and they are the fallen angels. Praise Jesus much. On discovering Revelation 9 and the verse 1 to 3, and if you open up hell, it was it has darkness, is called the bottomless pit. If you open the bottomless pit, the sun and the moon stop to give their light.
It
caused us to discover straight that this hell, known as the prison of God and the bottomless pit, is found in the kingdom of the stars. Praise Jesus much. Discovered Satan is not the one in charge of hell, for it's a prison of God. And you can't hand it over to a thief, the one in charge of thieves, to lead it. It's impossible. Discovered Revelation 9:11, and the angel in charge of bottomless pit is called Angel Abaddon, and the army of his angels 200 billion, according to Revelation 9:16. And they are divided into two groups, according to Revelation 6 verse 7 and 8. There are those working on death and clothing spirits from their bodies, and the one followed behind is called hell. If he finds you've not repented, angel of death gets you out, he hands you to hell and take you in the bottomless pit. And we saw, if you're holy, you're given angel Gabriel or angel Michael or angel of fire to take you to Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. Those we shall see in the realm above. Now when we finish to see of hell, we began to see of principalities, Satan and his fallen angels in the kingdom of the stars. Praise Jesus much. If we first saw their first headquarters of the devils in the kingdom of the stars, according to Obadiah chapter 1 in the verse 2 and 4,
so
Satan first built clefts in the kingdom of the stars, but now they are modernized to cities in the kingdom of the stars
and on
other planets in the firmament.
So
we knew much spoken in Ephesians 2 in the verse 1 to 3, the prince of the power of air, the power of darkness, and we knew where they come from, and we knew Ephesians 6 starting verse 12 to down, that we don't fight with flesh and blood but with principalities and the evil spirits in the heavenly places.
We
knew where their base is, and we knew where
their base is.
We need to fight warfare as church. Know where bases of the devils are.
When
we finish that base of the kingdom of the stars,
in
many things we saw down there,
we
saw two other bases of the devils on this world, and that's our fifth point,
and
things we see in the rim below, and we saw the way. See the second base of the devils on this world, known as the underwater. We saw in Luke
how
Satan fell from the sky gets to the base in the ocean. Praise Jesus much. According to Ezekiel 27, the verse 1 to 5, we saw at the entrance to the sea where there is a mist which capture every fleet getting to that place, in the place known as Bermuda Triangle,
America,
nearing America,
Atlantic Ocean.
At the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We saw many like in Ezekiel 29, in the verse 1 to 3, and we saw the Aldrin serpent,
Satan,
known as Pharaoh, and the wave flies within the ocean, according to Isaiah
26.
And we saw merchandise buying spirits and human body parts,
and
fruits of gentleness,
in
different form of merchandising, all things made on this world. Mostly all companies are almost under the ocean,
and
so many have gone under the ocean. Even in the group of the born again, there are those who came from us and they perverted
And
they joined on powers of darkness of the ocean.
But when we finished
the second base, we moved to the third base of the devils on this world,
underground bankers. Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we discovered many things.
According to
Isaiah 29 in the verse 15 and the 16, we saw they go deep down in the ground, that they hide their counsel from the Lord. The secret of the underground bankers is to bring the new world order, fighting the order of God, by which created all things in the heavens and the earth. That's why we saw Isaiah 29:16 that they turn things upside down. Praise Jesus
so
much.
Now
we started much with you
concerning
things in the underground bunkers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In some of the ones we
asked for,
that we read in Daniel chapter 2 in the verse 43,
and
we ended on the fallen angels. They have made bodies for themselves in parties of iron and parties of clay. Outward they look like human beings, yet inside iron is what works like their bones. We want to request you be careful, because what they called robots intended to bring within them fallen angels to mix in the children of men, according to Daniel 2 and the verse 43,
who said
they will not mingle in us by themselves.
It
moved in Isaiah 47 starting from verse 11 downwards.
And
so it involves the magicians together with the scientists to make this connivance.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
today
we are
going on one of the last topics, but we still remain with one. Today we remain with one.
After we
want to see the exchange of time and seasons with the laws
in
that they called new world order, coming from the underground bankers, the base of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to see a change of the time and seasons together with the laws, basically what we call new world order, launched from the underground bankers, the third base of the devils on the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
after we finish this, we shall see of the good news which comes from the
East Africa,
known as East Africa or the Eastern Hemisphere, which is going to throw them down. Yet still is in prophecy that they will be coming in good new news.
Tidings.
It's called good tidings.
Come,
strike them, power them down like today. But they showed it will come from the east.
Or what is
called the Eastern Hemisphere.
Or
from East Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
It's
one of the things, last next Sunday.
Also,
why have we not first covered that?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
The new
world order is to come from the Eastern Hemisphere.
Eastern Hemisphere.
But remember, Eastern Hemisphere, if we count it, we based on the equator. It crosses
and
passes right in Uganda.
Amen.
We shall
show you all you see the Bible in the physical life. From down of heaven, yes. Moving and seeing. And reading the Bible. The
down
of heaven moved in the Bible.
But
they say the good tidings, which will throw them down, throw the principalities. It will come from east.
If you read,
it's called the Eastern Hemisphere. And if we cross, we based on the equator.
But
it crosses through Uganda. All those will know them. But the journey of heaven moved in the Bible for 7 years. But then let's move on to see the change of time and seasons together with the laws in that called New World Order, launched from underground bankers, that base of the devils on the world. Praise Jesus much. When we ended, we heard in Daniel, in the Daniel 7, starting from verse 25, and we're told like this.
Daniel esula ya musanvu olunyo lwabiri mu etaano. Era aliyogera ebigambo ebimbi eri oyo ali waggulu ennyo. Era aliteganya abatukuvu oyo ali waggulu ennyo. Era alirowooza okuwanyisa ebiseera n'amateeka. Era biriweebwayo mu mukono gwe okutuusa ekiseera n'ebiseera n'ekitundu ky'ekiseera lwe biriggwaawo.
Praise Jesus much. According to Daniel 7, starting from verse 25, praise Jesus much.
It shows
there will be a king who will arise.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And he will speak blasphemous words against the Most High. And we know of it well. Connected underwater with the underground bankers. We knew that underwater, the second base of the devils on the world, it's nearing America. There came word speaking evil against God. Like to call God, and he is called God. The Bible in Isaiah 6, in the olden King James version,
they
showed that God is a demonic spirit, not God. In the other, and they came to blaspheme his Holy Spirit, and they called him the Holy Ghost, the demon which is holy. Many things now speak of God. Right from America came another man and say that God is of 2 inches in height. That is called Kenneth Copeland. There is a book he wrote.
He
spoke of shameful words on God. But not that is that king. But in the era of that leader,
those
words of blasphemy of God will be spoken. And they will be all troubling the holy ones. Who are the holy ones? Church spoken without spot and wrinkle. But in troubling them, they changed the church, which was meant to be you, and they put buildings for us. And buildings in the entire world, they are called the church.
We move
on to toil to building them,
build
us as church without spot nor wrinkle,
and
laboring on something which is not of value. Gather money from different ministers,
they
tell us we're going to build the house of God.
Yet
in the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 19, he says, don't you know your temples of God,
and
the Spirit of God dwells in you.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Now, the troubling of the saints move on. The exchange of time and seasons of the things, it began in Africa to begin to call 1 hour.
If
you see hour, you call it 7. That happens.
Then
we get from there. Time of seasons by which things grew by. Ecclesiastes 3 speaks of them. There is time and season of everything. They change them long.
The hen
meant to grow for 1.5 years. Now it's for 4 weeks. And you eat them.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Change of time, season happened concerning things.
And
you too, you see your child.
Was
meant to grow breasts by 14-12 years. By 7 years, they have grown breasts already.
That's
the medicines they made, and those they inject us.
You
know the pig of 6 months now. It's like of 80 kilos. things are no more in their season. Exchange of laws. The first law says a man will leave
with
father and mother and they go live with his wife. Now they become one body. But now the law was changed saying the man shall leave the father and mother and go live with his fellow man. New World Order, you may think they are just coming. They began long.
New World Order, nakugambe atandikani
Satani. Told you, New World Order began with Satan himself. When he began to contend against God, bring a new wrong order of moving things. God gives law, don't touch it of this tree.
Yes, changes
it, say eat of it.
No.
New World Order, new world order is long. Underground bankers, they launch it from there. Ways of exchange of time and season. They begin to test them from the bankers, see how all plans of the devils are made from the principalities in the sky.
First
base in the kingdom of the stars. Get those plans, make them in the underwater. And then launch them in the underground. All these things most spoken of. They happened long, they just wait to proclaim them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So we
now when briefly get back in the Isaiah 29 in the verse 15 into 16, we told like this.
Isaiah 29:15. Nemirimu jawe jirimu chizikiza nebogena antiania tulaba elani atumanyi urinyore kumino mkaga. Muvu nikira dala ebintu omubumbi bali mwenkanya ebumba.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
Underground bankers.
Underground bankers. Dark in different nations. Bases of the devils on this world. It's the third base. God spoke it long in Isaiah 29:15-16. What to them who go deep down in the ground to hide their counsel from the Lord, and they say their works are in darkness? Who knows and who sees them? And yet their main aim to turn things upside down,
shift
them from the order by which he created heaven and earth,
and
laws governing all things there, bring them in another long order. Praise Jesus much. That's
why
they say they turn things upside down.
Today
we've looked most the change of time and seasons of things in the laws through the new world order from the underground bankers, the third base of the devils on the world.
There
we best go in Daniel, we have been Daniel 7:25 and down. Let's go back. We hear
Daniel esula ya musanvu
Daniel 7:25.
Era aliogera ebigambo ebibi eriyo yali waggulu ennyo. Era aliteganya abatukuvu bo yali waggulu ennyo. Era alirowooza okuwanyisa ebiseera n'amateeka. Era biriweebwayo mu mukono gwe okutuusa ekiseera n'ebiseera n'ekitundu ky'ekiseera lwe biriggwawo.
Yesu yeebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus.
Point isatu ze njagala otunuulira mu kigambo kino.
The what I want to
be point in nyabwe is
there are 4 points I want you to look in.
Aliyogera ebigambo ebigulumivu.
Speak words against the Most High. That is the first.
Era ogenda kira mu lwatu.
You're going to see it openly. I told you the one was God.
He's
called God. Right from the base in the ocean.
And the one
Holy Spirit exchanged him saying, it is the Holy Ghost.
If you bless
the Holy Spirit, are you to be forgiven?
Speak
evil words on the Most High. Another thing you're going to see next, they say they'll travel the holy ones. Remember, the holy ones were taken away and they put there those they call saints. Those saints. And those saints, they are chosen by human beings.
Sote bayite elimu mukufuri baba tukuvuba katonda.
Through being made the holy ones of God.
Erechi gambeche bama roko chijja.
After they take away that word.
Ya batukuvuba
katonda. That the holy ones of God.
Ne baleta saints.
And they bring saints.
Kitegeze kanisa bayino jiwanyisa.
Means they had to change the church. We meant to be the holy church. Not with spot, not wrinkle. They moved on to us and they brought buildings and they called them church. And they troubled us to building them. Building wouldn't have been bad.
But
we have realized it's the synagogue of the church.
No,
it has to build in ourselves a special one. A church without spot, not wrinkle. I told you that what began to destroy the holy church began in 312 from Italy.
At Vatican.
When they built St. Peter Basilica, they called that building the biggest church in the entire world.
New World Order.
All these religions, let me tell you. Now they came capturing salvation from Rome. Up to now they are doing that. That's why they brought back their garments, the clothes. Even in salvation they entered in different honors.
Born again
with an advent or a
protestant.
All have gone to the same university. They started from there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Changed church which was to be you. A church without spot nor wrinkle. They changed many years.
Buildings
move in the new order. That's to turn things upside down. People have moved New World Order for a long time.
They
began to set on them long.
Holy ones
fought them. It's asked me to be the holy ones. Holy ones now they're just elected.
And they said,
pray for this person of miracles who died.
And they
choose him in the saints.
You made
right by the word you hear.
And it's
possible now they call you what? Those are 2 points we've spoken.
First,
speaking against the Most High. The second, to wear out the holy ones, the church, the children of God.
They
changed it to be the building, the church. Many years moves on, be called the church. Ask, is Jesus coming back for church, the buildings? I want to show you signs of New World Order that you see them. They wait to launch their thing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The second, the third, change time and thousands of things. And they fight Ecclesiastes
3.
Everything has time and season under the sun. Now they change those times. First of all, change of time and season began from Africa to where
it is.
For they knew it.
East will
come news to trouble us. Become light to trouble us.
Fight
with them. We are fighting with him. You are so according to time. 8 is what you call 2. Let me ask you. Get on your watch, you see 1 hour. And you say it is 7 a.m. It's not turning upside down your head. That's why now they are buying off the sun.
This
one who bought off the sun. And they want to make all nations pay tax. All these are programs of underground bankers. The third best of the devils on the world. They say, let them make moons for themselves to compete with
God.
As they are the Chinese made their moon. You see things move on, but those are blasphemous people.
They have condemned,
do things of blasphemy.
But
when we speak of change of time and season, you too, as human beings, we are changed long. I tell you, your child,
expect
them grow breasts at 12 or 13
now,
6-7 years, you see breasts coming.
Expect
to grow pubics
at
11 years.
Those
of 4-5 years, they have pubics. You are still there.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much.
All
among animals we are targeted.
And they
change time and season by which they grow. Remember, in changing them, we've injected poison in them. And humans eat poison now. They say you are useless people in the world.
You have to
where are you saying God, God?
Satan fallen
is a chest of heaven, and they got weary, got tired of those who keep the commandments of God and testimony of Christ.
You
keeping it calling God,
bring
much anger to them.
So
let's change the food.
We
first best up all animals. Inject them to grow speedily. And you eat poison. And they get birds.
What
call hens and the others. And they change their timings.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
you find your hand.
Bambi.
They have great even abnormal ends. Greed for your useless eater. Don't research what you eat and what you gain from it. What to eat which is fatty, you eating. Remember time of Prophet Daniel.
Took
them, give them meat, they refused it. Even like dancing in Babylon. Daniel said, don't give me meat.
Give me vegetables.
Even vegetables we got there.
Plant
for
kingdom.
The God, the plant kingdom. The kingdom of the plants. And they also changed them.
You think you
eat greens? Not the greens you're eating. Those were changed their timings.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. How can a banana plant grow on an injection? You have mangoes.
You know,
plant kingdom too was targeted. Now bananas, you began to get seeds of them. Cassava is of seeds. Go say, cassava will shall plant trees of them.
Today,
if you plant seeds of them, you may think advanced technology you are well off.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
You
have to uproot a young one,
no,
and you plant it elsewhere. Now you're going to be planting seeds of them.
You know,
they first did evil things on you. They gave you medicine.
And
you injected all your ones you had, organics you had. Those which were not organic, you turn them into organics. The third, they grow 1-3 years, they are dead. Now you cannot grow anything without injecting them.
Especially
if those have troubled you, can we give you seeds? But is it free? They are going to control this world.
They are
about to proclaim the one they call God in the midst of people.
They
rule over all nations on tension.
And
if you refuse to obey homosexuals, they don't give you seeds.
And
do that to rebel, which rebel to their laws.
The
one of Zimbabwe sanctioned him.
He
refused homosexuals to come.
Point
now that point, change of time and season is involving many things.
The point
of changing laws begins from right in family. The man who was made to leave the father and mother and is his wife become one flesh. Now the law, the man shall leave the father and mother and go and cleave with his fellow man and they become one flesh.
Even
the woman with the father and mother go cleave with the fellow woman and they be one flesh. In family, you know it is finished.
The
new church too was meant to begin from family.
And
you can't watch over your family, how can you take care of Church of Christ? They changed. You find you have appetite on a fellow woman, but according to medicines you've been eating and injecting yourself, your fish is going to be your girlfriend. You are what? You are a girl, you speak to a fellow girl, be your girlfriend.
My love,
mwagalwa wange. But that
things
are normal in the world. Behind there are those in charge of them. Both God spoke long of. The change of laws of things
by which
the order God prepared
them.
It begins in family.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
and if you look in Revelation, I begin to handle one by one, speak of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Tells us in Revelation 12 and the verse 17, Satan and his angels says from heaven, the beginning of AD,
after
the resurrection of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Came to fight those holding the commands of God and the testimony of Jesus. Let us read you here. Revelation 12:17.
Negugenda okulwana n'ab'omuzadde lye abaasigalawo abakwata ebiragiro bya Katonda era balina okutegeeza kwa Yesu.
Owulidde olutalo
the war is focused.
Kulwanisa abakwata amateeka ga Katonda.
Fight those hold the commands of God.
N'obuju bwa Kristo.
And testimony of Christ.
Bwe twogera ku mateeka ga Katonda.
When we speak of the commands of God.
Twogera ku ndagaano enkadde yonna.
Speak of entire Old Testament.
Bwe twogera ku bujuwa bwa Kristo.
When we speak of testimony of Christ.
Twogera ku ndagaano
empya. We speak of the New Testament. That you've heard in Daniel,
in the
chapter 7, 25, and downwards,
to speak
against the Most High, and they will wear out the Holy One, they change time and season of things, and they don't end on that, and they change the laws.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
What surprises
the targeted church for out is where light to help the world is to come from.
Now today,
magicians trained in the underground bankers.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Together with the scientists who are filled with powers of darkness, they have moved on to capture churches. Find those you call prophets, some are magicians. And they are magicians. Now the problem which is, we seasons like this as church, we are taken into sleep.
We
don't see what is moving on.
We
want to follow everything moving on. Analyze the light of the word says what?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now, first of all, fighting those holding the commands of God. First, blaspheme him and you understand it. What you said in Daniel. I want to briefly pass those points. The four I've told you of.
esoka nga bogere ebigambo ebyokuvvoola.
Speak blasphemous words.
Oyo ali waggulu
on the most high.
Ekyokubiri ekyokuteganya abatukuvu ba Katonda.
We are in out the holy ones of God.
Then ekyokusatu.
In the third.
Ekyokuwanyisa ebiro n'ebiseera ebyebi.
Change of time and season of things.
Katonda kwe yabitonda.
By which God created them.
Then ekyokuna.
And the fourth.
Okukyusa amateeka.
Changing the laws.
N'ebiragiro.
And commands.
Katonda byateekawo obutonde kwe biri
otambulira. By which creations have to move.
Era nga basookera ddala mu zi family.
First target families.
Katonda bwayogera nti omusajja awasenga mukazi.
God speak a man to marry a woman.
Bonga bagamba.
And they say,
No. Musajja ino waso.
A man has to marry a man.
Ugo kuvunika
bibi. That's turning things upside down.
Yanga bagamba omukazi no mukazi basobola.
They say a woman and a woman can go.
Otimani te dauli yeyongeredde.
No madness has increased.
No bela ne dwaliro mu America no gano kujanja muri webisiya.
Hospital in America refuse to treat an homosexual.
Bali garau.
They shut it down.
Mu Bungereza
even in England other nations.
Things
hold problems. The bomb is messed up. They come tell you, begin to stitch me out.
So
you stitch my butt, it's torn. Take your foolishness away. They go report you.
In
churches in America, if you cease to wed homosexuals, they shut it down. You say that's not a church. But that foolishness. Let's see the light or the good tidings coming from the east, whether it will leave them up there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Began
with our first point.
He
will speak.
Ebigambo ebyokuvvoola oyo ali waggulu ennyo.
Speak words against the Most High.
Katonda Kitaffe.
God the Father.
Omwana n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
Katudeyo kwa Daniel.
Let's get back to Daniel.
Daniel esula y'omusanvu olunyiriri olw'abiri mu etaano.
Daniel 7:25.
Era alyogera ebigambo ebibi eri oyo ali waggulu ennyo. Era aliteganya abatukuvu bo yali waggulu ennyo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Era aliyogera ebigambo ebibi.
Will speak evil words.
Bo yali waggulu ennyo.
Against the Most High.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Omanya kabonero kano ke twakugambako mu.
Sign we told you. In the Ezekiel 27. The verse 1 to.
Pako rokutana.
5.
Ngaluraga Bermuda Triangle.
It shows Bermuda Triangle.
Eri wali mu Atlantic Ocean.
Which is in the Atlantic Ocean.
Kulirana America.
Near in America.
Akabonoka Bermuda Triangle.
And the sign of Bermuda Triangle.
It
shows well the pyramids.
Underground.
Which make the underground
bunkers.
Which began in Egypt.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But remember the
last week which was in Egypt against God, you know it. Shall understand that ahead.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But they have told you. Right from that place.
America,
America is one of the nations with the most many underground bunkers. They
condive
with the aliens. The fallen angels. Where came a word speak of God? We say,
my God,
my God. Who has the Bible still having that word? For they still fought, took it from this Bible. Isaiah 65.
Is it 11?
Okay. Who has the Bible having the word God?
Isaiah chapter 65 verse 11.
Isaiah nkaga mutano lunyira 10 rumo.
But you are those who forsake the Lord, who forget my holy mountain, who prepare a table for God, and who vanish a drink offering for men.
Omanyawo bali babiri.
You know those are two.
Ono God,
God,
ne amen.
And amen.
Gwe motero koseseyo.
That you use out there.
Praise Jesus.
Pray.
Yeah, amen. Your,
amen.
Amen. Chiri amen. Chiri amen.
Is amen.
Bogamba amen.
You say amen.
Bogamba. Omusajori.
You say amen. You speak of the other man.
Ariwori kwa bago ba muguru.
The one that is from heaven. Now the problem.
But and
it began like that.
Ngakatunda ba muwanisha.
And exchange.
And
they bring a demon they call God.
Even this
is what amen's meaning Jesus.
And
they bring amen. That man. Let's read this word. The most Bible they
remember,
when they knew they were those who will shame them. You know, when you go to nations abroad, and you come that you speak English
advanced.
Who tells you it's advanced English?
God is not an advanced language,
but it's a demon they speak of.
For you leave
the mountain of God of his church
and you
go mix with God on the table of God. But remember, tables are two, the table of God and that of Belial. Now that of
Belial
is that of God. And amen. That man. Let us repeat that verse.
Isaiah chapter 65, verse 11. But you are those who forsake the Lord.
Those are one who forsake the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Who forget my holy mountain.
They forget the holy mountain of God. They forget the holy church of God. And they turned it into a building.
Mm-hmm.
Who prepare a table for God?
They prepare
a table for God.
You
know, God was a demon and still a demon.
It's
one of the fallen angels.
Worship.
Then when Isaiah forsook the Lord and they worship God. These days of English, which is like what? That one is changing it.
Many. Okay.
Let's read the one. What version is that?
Holy Bible, King James Version.
Holy Bible, King James Version. Okay.
You know, King James Version these days are many.
There
are those without that word.
Isaiah chapter 65, verse 11.
Isaiah 65.
But you are those who forsake the Lord. Who forget my holy mountain, who prepare a table for God, and who vanish a drink offering for many.
Yes, you must
praise me. Jesus.
We gamba.
Now,
Katona ni mufura God.
You turn God into God. Forget God all along is a fallen angel, a demon.
Nori, we mwagambiranga amina.
When you say amen,
amina.
Amen.
Amen.
I say, amen.
Praise Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. You know, you mess you up when you don't know. English from America.
You know
that American English.
You know God.
You know God.
God has worked for me.
God has worked for me.
Praise God.
Give us with God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hmm.
You think English flow?
Kumbe.
Yet,
the
entire world they are exchanging it. God, when you've exchanged him, instead of God, you bring God. Instead of a man called Jesus,
amen.
Speak amen. That
Lucifer.
Man, Lucifer.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus. Many things which are amazing. And when I saw them, I told God, how am I to speak these words? That you will speak. If I called you, I chose you alone to finish it. No speaking, you're young.
Yes,
the nation you speak of.
We are
people, you see us.
Uganda,
you see us.
You say
makes the foolish to be wise. And he chose us as we were. To make us a special nation. Prophecy in Daniel.
That
tidings to throw Satan down. In three bases.
The
quarter in the kingdom of the
underwater.
Stars, underwater.
The underground.
Underground and all
down
there. They have to come from the east.
Eastern
hemisphere.
It's
crossed by the equator.
It's
exactly counted in Africa.
It
moves in other nations.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Man.
Right where Uganda is. Now these things are amazing. And to speak these words, there is boldness behind.
And
prophecies pushing us to speak them, which empower us. Let me tell you, you get that God. Yet that king
are
rising on the fourth beast.
Great beast,
we speak of kingdom of Satan,
the
spirit of Satan in the midst of people.
Yet
fourth beast will mean the kingdom of Satan from Rome,
or
called the Roman Empire. Revelation 13 shows the fourth beast, kingdom of Satan, of the Roman Empire. It ever got a wound, but they made an image of it, and they gave it life.
It makes
the Roman Catholic Church.
That
image will help the beast be healed of the wound. Kingdom of the Romans get back, the fourth beast.
Now,
it came back reigning over the entire world.
There
you think he's a religious leader. He controls the entire world.
Don't
want to go in explaining the beast.
You
know where the beast come from? The many waters. That the beast come from the waters. No beast come from the many waters.
The
many waters, Revelation 17:15.
The many nations,
waters are nations, clans, and languages. Kingdom rise from millions of people.
If
those kings who come be on it, they will come one king who will lead the blasphemies. But what surprises most, blasphemy began most on the Pope who is on now.
Came
out, spoke. There is no hell. Did he speak that?
People
go get angered over us that we abuse religion. Did he speak there is no hell? And many others. After he said there is no hell, it means God too is not there.
He's
the one who spoke that hell is there.
And
is the one who created it.
Amen.
Those words you hear in the word, be careful of them.
He said
they will even change the spirits.
Speak
of the Most High. If you anger him, you mess up his Holy Spirit. This happened in the Genesis 6.
Let's
get back your reading. Fallen angels came in children of men. People committed many sins, and they angered God, and they took away his Holy Spirit from their midst. Let's read in the Genesis. Genesis 6 verse 1.
Awo abantu bwe basooka okweyongera ku nsi, ne bazaala abaana ab'obuwala. Olunyo olwokubiri, abaana ba Katonda ne balaba abawala b'abantu nga balungi, ne bawasanga abakazi mu bonna be baalonda. Olunyo olwokusatu, Mukama n'ayogera nti omwoyo gwange teguwakanenga na muntu emirembe n'emirembe, kubanga naye gwe mubiri, naye ennaku ze ziriba emyaka 12. Olunyolo kuna, mubiro ebyo, waliwo abanefuli mu nsi, era oluvannyuma, abaana ba Katonda bwe bayingira eri abawala b'abantu, ne babazaalira abaana, bano be b'amaanyi abasooka edda, abantu abaayatiikirira. Olwokutaano, Mukama n'alaba obubi bw'omuntu nga bungi mu nsi, na buli kufumitiriza kw'ebirowoozo by'omutima gwe nga kubikwerere bulijjo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Basoma naffe juzi bamalayika bana abagwa.
Read last time these fallen angels.
Beeta bana abana b'abantu mu lubeerera
by'omukaaga. Children of men in the Genesis 6.
Yango olwaleero bayekoledde emibiri.
After they have made bodies for themselves.
Ekitundu kya bomba, ekitundu kya chuma.
Part iron and part is clay.
Ebi ne byeyongera mu bantu nga mu lubeerera by'omukaaga.
Increased in people like in Genesis 6.
Wabula mu lubeerera by'omukaaga ebintu ebyo byeyongera.
Genesis 6, those things increase. The Spirit of God contended with people much.
Today
he contends with us. Tells us this is the right, we say no. No. We are
a
new generation with God.
We expect God is not God.
God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are God.
Holy God.
They
say, I am
you are God.
They say you are God. Holy Katonda.
Mugamba amina.
Say amen. No.
Amen.
Amen.
You know
contentions here?
Someone say,
Apostle, go away. You don't know English. You refuse to speak God. You are not learned. Apostle, go abroad, travel. Me, I traveled abroad long time. I moved beyond this world, moved to heaven. I moved even above heavens, which abroad you tell me. You've not even gone abroad. No, gone beyond planet Earth. Who of you has traveled abroad? You moved in this planet. Traveling abroad means out of. Those who travel abroad, they are scientists who use rockets.
Amen.
Most of you are within planet Earth. We live that.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Tell us this is
the right thing.
We this
now.
Those who committed evil
fallen angels to blaspheme God.
And speak
evil words on him.
They were
things in Genesis 6.
And
God said, I am God. They call him God.
Say
amen, meaning Jesus. And you say amen. That other man
who
fell from heaven, Satan.
My
spirit will not contend with this people. All have become mere flesh.
No more
thought of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If
you want to blaspheme God, well, go blaspheme the Holy Spirit. He doesn't forgive you.
Because
you blaspheme yourself as holy ones,
and
you come to the Holy Spirit and you call him the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Say
in Matthew 12,
but
1:32,
and
he says this.
Matthew 12:31. Buli muntu alivola omoyo w'omuntu buli muntu alivola omwana w'omuntu alisonyiibwa naye buli muntu alivola omoyo mutukuvu talisonyiibwa newankubadde emirembe egyakakano newankubadde emirembe egigenda okujja
kaakati bw'omala okuvola omwoyo omutukuvu
blaspheme the Holy Spirit
teri kusonyiibwa leero
no forgiveness today
omulembe guno ogweggulu n'ensi ebiriwo
age of heaven and earth which are
n'omulembe ogugenda okujja
age to come
ekimanyiddwa ng'eggulu erijja n'ensi
as new heaven and new earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Kati okuvola kwa mwe mtu kuvukwata andikadda.
Fame of the Holy Spirit began long.
Ate kwe kuogera ebigambo ebi ku Katonda ali waguru.
The evil words of the Most High God.
Niruta andiko gamba.
And we begin to
receive
say.
Receive the Holy Ghost of
God. Muzima mutukufu.
Receive the Holy Ghost of God. God is now pouring the Holy Ghost on you.
Where do you raise your hands up?
We are receiving God is the Holy Ghost.
Muzima mutukufu wa God.
We. Kagati.
If you call the Holy Spirit the Holy Ghost,
you know,
you praise with your wise king, and you say,
"Those
are not learned."
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost. Holy. Is it equated to the Holy Spirit? Is it how there? Is it equal? People learned after you got foolish. Let me tell you the truth.
Bible
in Ecclesiastes 12. Too much studying wears the mind up. Now you studied, you rather got mad. We studied, tell us all. A ghost is a demon. How did it turn it to be a spirit? It's in Greek. Let it be in Greek.
If ghost in Greek,
ghost means spirit, let it remain to them. God is of all languages. And he gathered them.
The
Acts chapter 2.
3-10.
Had those speak in their native language. Now, English
say,
the spirit is the spirit. Let it be that.
bwekibanga oluguliki lugamba nti ewaabwe mu luguliki ghost gwemwoyo
ghost is the spirit
kibeere mu luguliki tekisobola kujja mu luzungu
it can't fit in English
kubanga waliwo gye mpulira gye bamuyita omukka gwa ruhanga
is called the breath of ruhanga
lulimi ki olwo
what language is that
mugundi bamuyita batya mu lunyarwanda
in Rwandese how they call God
omwoyo
the spirit who knows Rwandese here
owaki omweka
omweka uimana
kagati bwochileta mu luganda
if you bring it to luganda omweka
naja guno gunyoka
is it this one which smokes like that
omai waloe bigambo
no there words
demino kuleka mnimiza
you have to live in their languages
tembita bula tabula nimi nga mutubuza
them with languages confuse us
amen
kubango ja singalo mnyankola gambe
find them mnyankola tell you
mbwenu munonga
you dog mbwenu means dog in English luganda
oriaga ani kogambe
mbwa do you call a dog then a muganda will complain for that
kakati entado ze nimi
tebuzeta now words of language don't mix them in God
mwangalo kutubuza
now you want to confuse us
Nenimi endalo izo sina
language you find someone
ngakugamba ichindu chichiya murumiro abo chitegeza
buru language means a good thing
ninga gweno ouliranga agambe chobwe
as if it sounds vulgar
oruzaire
this is a Zaire language
Zaire baru Congo baru
Congolese
obasingana bayimbe ekigambo murumiro oluganda
singing a body together it means bam
Ninge wabo baga sawa ya kusanya.
There is this time for joy.
Uyo msawa ya matako. Kakati kwe. Oyo. Kati oyi baba ngori muwa mururi mu Uganda mu Uganda.
You are a Muganda well.
No gende Congo.
If you go to Congo.
Ugendo ulira sawa ya makundi.
You wonder what kind of time is this?
Ngato yabasanyuka
kwe basi. They are rejoicing over the world.
And
say my God.
Kati olulimbo olulujane Uganda.
That song comes in Uganda.
Rukwa kubagwegwenyu
falls on people who are immoral in their minds.
Boba banyirwa gacho. Kanite bawuliranga kirimbo sawa ya masanyu.
He had a time for joy.
Boba uliranga kirimbo sawa ya buna.
He had time for bombs.
Kakati banange. Enimi mukama yazichusa
ngubirebere
sura ya 10.
God changed them Genesis 11.
Abantu naba wendi myezi.
And he gives different language to people.
Erebi tunabiyita mumanya agenja.
Call things in different names.
Chobora ba ngamba abantu.
That's why I tell people.
Bwe bamugwanga eri mukatonda bamuyitanga yakuwa.
They call God Jehovah.
Atafesibwe tumuyita lero ye katonda
muli yoro. Like that is God in our language.
Eche cha yakuwa kibere wa
mwe. Jehovah yet it be to your side.
Kakati ebyo byokuvula mu nkisonga bavula katona we bateba bileta.
They bring them secretly like that.
Yes, God is adverse.
God is nuluzungu olusukulumie. Modernized.
And the amen.
And a many.
That's advanced. Amina.
A man which is advanced.
Kumbe muwaba.
Yeri opavati.
Kati byokuvula omoyo mutukufu.
Blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
Omoyo wakatonda omulamu.
Spirit of the living God.
Bati usadali obaterawo.
Changed and they put the Holy Ghost.
Hello singana you know we are welcoming the Holy Ghost today.
Kwani zomu zimu mtukufu.
You know everything is going on well. The Holy Ghost is in the presence. Hallelujah.
Kuli maseka tiga.
And we are going to be filled with the Holy Ghost power.
Kwani zomu zimu mtukufu na manyige.
Kakati.
Now.
Mwabata abatasoka kufuna msana gwa chigamo.
You did first get light of the words.
Ngamusanyuka.
And you rejoice.
Kumbe yali atulabudde yo moyo mutukufu.
Yet wonders by the Holy Spirit.
Mu Bakolise chokubiri
12. 2 Corinthians 11.
Ndi demonstrate yaso kokola agena kuba
dam. Afraid what Satan did before is to
bagena bachusa babe we moyo mulala.
They are going to change, give you another spirit.
Kadi ni wali order ine cho yo yo chialeta.
What order has a spirit brought in place?
Omuzimu.
The demon.
Negujuza onaka tabaguita Holy Ghost.
Visit everywhere it's called the Holy Ghost.
Ojagusinga namba katulichi.
Find it in the Catholics. And beats them down.
Ngera abarokole
yagwa. Just as born again fall.
Ngagufanana no gwa musabo.
It's like that of the shrines.
Mamu cha kubesa.
As you still play you shake your tablets. It counts on the heads. It beats you down. These things, they have a big calculation. After filling us Holy Ghost, actions have to come to be the same. You find the Catholics with the cross.
The Holy Ghost,
but
one has just been killed last time.
Uganda
is not an easy ground. Come act your madness there. The one who had
healed
his immorality is being put up top on the map.
Yes.
Uganda, you don't hide in darkness. God exposes you.
And
if you want to do things of darkness, run out of Uganda. We shall find you out there.
But here,
no waiting at all.
You become
powerful, mixed in darkness. God exposes you.
What
order says, you all agree to be one religion. And do their first to bring the religious council. And they force us to enter and lord in them.
They
not pastors greedy with money.
They
promised them limousine cars and they got enrolled. Remember, Holy Ghost is spread everywhere. We begin to see these days. The Catholics.
Understand.
Holy
Ghost. Holy Ghost fire.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm saying some men here. Some women here. With some sin. Hallelujah.
Yet the Catholic,
no,
even a Protestant like that.
And
they're falling. They're weeping. They're yelling. They are going to tell you all you all along you've been one. Let's read in the 2 Corinthians.
2
Corinthians chapter 11, starting from verse 1 to 5.
2
Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1.
Singa mungumikiriza mu busirusiru obutono era naye mungumikirize olunyolo okubiri kubanga mbakwatira obujja bwa Katonda kubanga nabafumbiza bamu omu ndyokembalete eri Kristo ng'omuwalo mulongoofu olunyolo okusatu naye ntidde ng'omusota bwe gwalimbalimba kawa mbukusa bwagwo mpozi ebirowoozo byamu okwononebwanga mu kulaba wamu ne mu bulongo
what
the first corrupted understanding of things.
And
they see things different.
Where there
was Holy Spirit, you find the Holy Ghost. When you go to ask,
what is the Holy Ghost?
It is
equal to the Holy Spirit.
Are you
equaling?
Is it equal? Oh, it means the Holy Spirit. They don't even say it means. They say it's the same like. What is equal like?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. And they don't say it's the Holy Spirit. But they say it's equal to the Holy Spirit. Let us read the next verse.
2
Corinthians 11 verse 4.
Kuboya jia, wabulira Yesu, mlala gututabulira.
Umanyine ba Yesu, baba chusa
katibani. No, even the Jesus we are changed now, there are many.
Waluwe Yesu, buri Christmas azari.
There is a Jesus whom every Christmas is birthed.
Neba mukabia.
And they make him cry, a baby.
Katibu azari, wambula mubu
wa mwini. And he's birthed in your lives.
Gamara afanga
avamu. After he dies, goes away from your lives.
Katiku mazuki raga Easter.
Now, the resurrection of Easter.
Ngazuki rambula
mwini. He's resurrected in your lives.
Sibu guri.
Is it not that?
And
his resurrection gets again. He dies.
And
his
heaven
his birth, he gets back.
That
the Jesus you see in the Catholics.
That is not
Jesus. That is called Jesus of the Catholics.
Christ.
His days reached born again. Me too, I'm a born again. But I speak the judgment within the house.
We get Jesus, plenty of them.
There is
the Jesus of the other place works. The Jesus of this place doesn't work. Even the songs were released. That the Jesus of this one works. What about the other pastor?
Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 11:4. Kuboya ajabu abulira Yesu mulala gwe tutabulira. Obabe muwe bw'omwoyo omulala gwe tuta gwamutaweebwa.
Kakati batuwa omanyo tuwa mu omwoyo ate omulala.
Giving us another spirit.
Gwe tutaweebwa mu bikola abatume.
We are not given in the Acts.
Esule yokubi
in the Acts 2.
Onyo okutani kulukusa
n'olwokuna. Starting from 3 to 4.
Kubanga omwoyo omutukuvu yajja kuba mu nnimi ezo.
Holy Spirit came upon them on tongues of fire. And they got filled of the Spirit.
Kakati yagamba.
Now he said.
Yabani wali order olw'okukyusa kyusa
ebintu. People, you want order for changing things.
Bajja kuwanyisa. Baba we momo.
They will change to giving you another spirit.
Omanyo omwoyo oguliwo ogutalumiza dde ekibina
omusango. Is there doesn't convict sin and judgment.
No butukirivu.
And righteousness.
Nagwo guli mukulagula byanfuna byakulya.
Speaking of eatings and drinkings.
Kanisa ni muambara nge muagara.
Church cloth as you want.
Nimubera na agaisa gonda nge muagara.
All character you want.
Unayo moyo agenda masaka.
The spirit moves.
I'm seeing you are going in America.
Ndaba ugenda mu America.
I have to bring a seed for the Lord.
You know
the
sika yamo kama.
Giving a seed for that journey.
Why yes, hallelujah. You
gendo. Gwe. Na yinga kubagamba.
Yeah, the one speak, they were in adultery, fornication.
Ebyo moyo tabiyogera
ko. The spirit doesn't speak of that.
Oyo gubaita ole ghost.
That call Holy Ghost. He doesn't speak of such.
Baba byogedde yekwasa bwekwasa. Tabita ko ado kubinga.
He doesn't mind it.
Baba abaye kweka
kweka. He's trying to hide.
Ayo gweza gwe.
Speaks you.
Oyina basaja ameka.
You how many men you have?
Muzumba.
I don't know.
Toweba sena bojjo.
Did you sleep with
him?
When you want.
Kati noga omoyo atayogera.
The spirit is speaking what now?
As he
speaks and
promises,
after he attaches his own foolishness, your mother and your father in the bedroom doing what? And
the father is pitying
mother, she's crying. And the foolish prophet is laughing like that. Now that Holy Ghost you have, if he was the one,
he first
targeted the one who spreads HIV, calling himself a pastor. You see drama revolt. When you see power, you're falling.
It's
definite on you.
The
spirit is moving on here. It's another spirit, demon.
It
comes in.
Bakunganya sete.
They gather money.
They
get rich and you're very poor.
Iyo moya tabadumiri zako.
Doesn't convict them.
Kubango moya yali ne moya mtukufu.
Holy Spirit.
Yali nabatume buli omune bagabirwa ngobwe tavuye bwaa.
Just given that their need was.
Nayo bera wenda
kuyogoma. There with your sorrow is up to you.
Okuse chimwe okome mtukufu tekubera okibera chigambo.
Never there, it's just a mere word. And they pray prayer. The grace of our Lord Jesus. And the love of God. And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us all. And forever. All brethren. Where have you put the tithings?
Either
for the pastors. Where is it written?
Tell you,
that they call Holy Ghost.
They
turn things upside down.
They
change time and seasons and change the laws. Many things were changed.
They speak
the most high words of blasphemy.
God,
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
will give you another spirit. How another spirit comes in? And you too rejoice over that? You know why you rejoice? As long as you lack light of the word, you cannot understand
it. When you haven't
moved in the Bible, what we saw, we read it in the Bible.
That's
why I don't speak it as a story. I speak, we read. You see how things are.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
they don't exchange only the spirit. Those of new world order, they change the gospel to that of gains.
The kingdom of God and righteousness.
New world order.
New world order. Responsible of the gospel of the finances of the world.
And they
take people in America, train them that. Others are put in the underground bankers. Others go in the ocean.
Come out
the twisted gospel and powers of darkness. And they fill the spirit of this world. And they push the spirit of God get from the people. The one who came from heaven to get from our midst. So when he finished Corinthians, he says, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 4. Now many Jesus approached.
Second Corinthians 11:4. Oba bwe muwe bw'omwoyo omulala gwe mutaweebwa oba njiri ndala gye mutakkiriza mukola bulungi omugumiikiriza.
You do well to bear that. The one can preach another Jesus. Someone can say, my Jesus, you're going to see my Jesus. If you hear my Jesus, you know that is a problem. Jesus
has
given the entire world one Jesus. And when God loved the world, he gave out
his loved
good son, one son. He didn't give him to you alone. He gave him to all of us. You hear someone say, my Jesus, you're going to see my Jesus. If you're given another spirit, here is where cometh Holy Ghost.
They take away Holy Spirit, very little. The one Holy remained,
but the one who sat in the holy place
is
the ghost, the demon. Shameful words of the Most High. Praise Jesus. And they changed the gospel. Look in the entire Bible.
What's
the New Testament?
No,
you find an apostle planting a heading saying, your miracles inscribed on its name, your name. The gospel was preached in heaven. Righteousness
and
preparing to go there.
These
promises follow the gospel. God is going to heal you.
He's
going to raise the dead.
It is in Matthew chapter 10, 7 and 8.
Say, if you go,
the
kingdom of heaven is drawn near. Raise the dead, heal the sick, cast the demons. Freely you're given, you to freely give. Casting demons.
It's
what's fronted. Preaching the kingdom of heaven was to be the first thing.
This
follow behind.
In
our seeking wars. In Matthew 6:33. First seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness. And the rest I will add them to you.
So
what was to be added us?
When
they changed us, they are the ones we seek for. We
meant
to seek righteousness, the kingdom of God, and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Then we need
houses, is to be added
unto
us. New world order, what it did.
But
we have to seek, we left it. We fought for what is to be added us.
And
you see how church toils. If we fought the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, adding you a car is something simple. Adding you a house is simple.
Move people.
Those are additions. Stubbornness you have. It is like this.
You've
gone on the shop. If you buy a sack of sugar, I will add you another sack of sugar.
can you say, give me my sack of sugar. Why am I buying now? The reason you're given an addition of a sack is to buy one sack. They add you a sack. You say, you give me what I'm normal buying. What trouble is church up to today? I need.
We pray to
God doesn't give you refuse. He said, I told you seek the others. This is our attitude. Now you turn to seek what I've brought you. Someone says, nice, go on the mountain. Lord, I've come to seek you. Yet they are a con man. They are on school fees, brought them on the mountain before the Lord. You are a con person. Satan makes you a con person before your God. Lord, I've come to seek you. I want to know you.
Don't
probe me, Lord.
But Lord,
years have gone. My husband. Oh God. Did you say, you've come to seek me or to ask from me?
But
if you go before the Lord, know what you need, he knows it. Don't con him. Don't rotate around.
Well,
there are those who hold.
You ask God,
you first repent every time. Repent anytime you go to pray to him. He will look and abandon you there.
You don't
want because you want me to give you. One man made a go before the Lord. But the one who made a con man is Satan.
In
charge of New World Order. Changing the laws order of God. But he created things in heaven and earth. And laws by which he created them.
You know,
many have claimed to be in church now.
And
when you take this gospel to them, they begin to phone and squeeze, move their mouth like that. Now that one is troubling
us.
We came, we have our things we need. Now, how are we concerned about underground bankers? Go in Zana, there's a gospel. Now they have reached, we don't speak on the things they need. Is that a gospel? Turn upside down your head.
Right?
You don't know, you first have to seek the kingdom of God in the kingdom of heaven. This you yearn for, we just added you. Don't struggle with them.
So,
Matthew 6:33. If church wouldn't have meandered, lacked like that. But you fasted, you prayed, you've done all. God said, leave me alone.
Now
you began to say, but you got. Why don't you forgot us? Because you are in heaven, we are on the wall. In heaven, are no problems. We are on the wall with problems. You don't want to mind us. He said, I told you don't seek for them. Seek the kingdom and the righteousness. I
added
to you. Seek and
work.
Seek if you discover, you take them. Now there comes the troubling of the Holy Ones. The second point following. They will speak blasphemous words against the Most High. And they will weary out these holy ones.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They have
troubled you and even and you climb mountains. And you claim you seek God. Yet you seek for a job. They just wearied out your head. And they turned you upside down. You see things opposite. You see, find a point, I can tell them, when you go to heaven, why did we get saved, pastor, then? How does heaven look like? Don't you see it up there? You go in the third heaven, pastor, what are you talking? Are you a cult? Are you in the third heaven? What is that? That is in your Bible.
2 Corinthians 12,
1-3. What? That is a born again. They go to heaven. You ask them, you go in which body? Now, what do you mean of the body? As you see me, I go to heaven. That
flesh
and blood can inherit the kingdom of heaven.
1 Corinthians 15:15.
Inherit flesh and blood? Okay. Now, pastor, what is that? How long you? How do you go to heaven? You don't know there is a heavenly body.
In 2 Corinthians 5,
before you unclothe this, clothe the one from heaven.
How do I clothe
at a
born again 30, 40 years?
You know,
to turn you into an unusual insect?
In your
field of wiseacking and pride,
understand
yet no understanding. It's not abusing.
I've
met many like that.
Do
you know how you wear?
You
and it's filled up. They're going to just officiate it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, there
has come the worry of the Holy Ones.
Let's
get back to Daniel, second point. I want to briefly handle them.
Daniel 7:25. Era, aliogere bigambe bibi. Eriyo yali wagulu ennyo era aliteganya abatukuvu boyo ali wagulu ennyo.
You hear what happens?
Aliteganya abatukuvu boyo ali wagulu ennyo.
The saints of the Holy Ones of the Most High.
Kakati oluvannyuma lw'okubanga.
Now after
they
have Spirit given us a funny spirit.
Bachusize
they have changed the gospel.
We must seek
the kingdom of God and righteousness
in
the kingdom of heaven. And the rest be added us.
Changed
us, we are into toiling. We moved mountains in the valleys. We met crusades. We met conferences. We moved in the fields. The Lord sat in heaven, remained there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. They wearied out the Holy Ones. And I want to prove you.
They
call the Holy One, they can't call you holy. They turn the Holy One.
Yes, saint.
Is the saint this time. Omwesimi, saint. Themselves meant to elect them and make them.
You
meant to be the Holy Church yourself. And they changed broad buildings. And
they
make build buildings as a church. Yet we
had
a work in ourselves as a church.
Build buildings
as synagogues of the church.
But
they wearied out the Holy Ones.
And
when we come on the building,
the
church, the Holy Church, we have to go when we too are holy.
We're
not to make you mad. They know Satan and his fallen angels
in
the underground and the ocean and the stars. They know the corrupted humanity messed them up. And they know no one can speak of them these words.
They
think God is ignored the church.
He's
not left the church. Wearing out the saints and holy ones know this. According to Ephesians 5:25-27, it's you meant to be the church.
Without
spot, not a wrinkle.
Yes,
they have spent turning upside down.
They have
wearied, troubled you and got tired. Let us read we here. Ephesians 5:25.
Abasajja mwagalenga bakazi bamwe era nga Kristo be yayagala kanisa newayo kulwayo.
Kakati ekizibu kiri bwe
kiti. The problem is this. Christ loved the church and he gave himself up for it.
Kristo we yafirira yafirira bizine.
Died for buildings.
Ndiye kanisa.
That's the church.
Wanga bobo jogamanyi.
If you come say,
ngenda ku kanisa.
I'm going to the church.
And
you write on a big word.
Victory Church.
Victory Church.
Miracle Center Church.
Miracle Center Church.
Kati, never nang.
Now, what's moving on?
Christ
died for buildings.
For
he gave himself up for the church.
Church
gave himself up for the building.
Life church.
I hear life church.
Omega church.
Omega church. But they are buildings.
Let's raise
money.
Let's
build the church of God. What? This happened how?
Turning
them upside down.
Launching is on underground.
Underground bankers and
interpreters.
They train them, come on the world. Turn them upside down.
You not
punish, take care of the building than taking care of the church seated there in the people?
Wakiri omusumba zibo kuzibo na mteka mkati na ulide wali wa
Zimba Pentagon. Someone is going to build Pentagon house.
Nyumba ya katuna Pentagon.
The house of God Pentagon.
Billions.
Billions of money.
Simanyi rusamu.
700.
Nesinga ziteka mumwe kanisa.
If he puts in you the church.
Nemuta nemubanga temu inache mweta agabra mbona.
And you nothing you didn't
know. Nemusigana chimukumanya
katuna. And you remain one thing knowing God.
You
build a synagogue.
At least
also, it's also on the standards.
It's
not taken such plenty money like that.
But
people pitiful and poor and seated. They are crying to God. God.
Nothing
to eat.
Capital oh,
capital you've taken it. And say, I told you to bring tithe and offering. My house not to lack food. Is there no thing they can help you with?
Therefore,
pastor, you know you turned upside down?
You
turned things upside down.
But
the Holy wants to wear them out.
No saba katonde
emyaka ne emyaka God yells
ngatawulira
he doesn't hear
nenga weunya
yet you wonder God what happened to you
andi wobosi mure wakati osoko kuongera chenyini cheche kutabangula naye
what troubles you with him
angenda kukanisa
I'm going to the church
tubulo kusaba kumukara
I can pray to the Lord
bambi mukama na kulabana
the Lord sees you
this
child what are these
kagenda wa
they go where
kukanisa
on the church
ate kokachi
you are what yourself
bambi
and you reach, he has mercy for you. They know nothing. Let me help give them a little. When they give them, they say, God, I pledge. I'm going to give build your house. You see, you're building a building.
They
say, my God,
heaven
is my throne.
Earth
is my footstool.
Which
house are you going to build for me?
I
build for you and you have to come
build
it. And the day comes,
we
are going to dedicate the house of God to him.
And
God looks me turned upside down.
Yes,
we put money in the synagogues.
We
cannot refuse put in the church.
That
we build the church and we've not been able to build you.
New World Order
New World Order messed them up.
Today to take
the word that I'm going to church
to say
I'm going to the synagogue
or
at the ministry.
You still have a battle
for the tongue, confuse your language, your tongue is stuck. After you turn it later, we started. We are the church. Let's go to the synagogue.
Yet trouble,
you know how many years? 2,000
years.
2,019
years.
Subtract 312. The remaining years are the years which have spent troubling you over such words.
For
the word church shifts to go to the building
in the 312
build St. Peter Basilica Vatican
it's
world, the church is the building
yet the
target that
said
let's prepare our things
early
have corrupt people many years back launched the thing and we corrupted them long all minds were corrupted. Let's read Ephesians.
Ephesians 5:26. Aliokaji tukuze ngamazo kujirongosa no kujinaza namazi mu kigambo. Olwabiri mu musanvu. Aliokaji letere yenyine kanisa ekitiibwa ngaterina bbala ne wankubadde olufunyiro ne wankubadde kyonna ekifaanana nga bino.
You hear
the Holy Church
and
it's meant to be you. You are the Holy One we speak of.
The
Holy Church without spot nor a wrinkle.
And
you are cleansed by water through the word
and
preach to you as today.
Now
they change those headings.
The
chain heads of people.
Yeah,
I'm going to church.
You
know how many years
has it been?
How many has counted?
2019
minus 312. How many? Who has counted?
1,707
years. And it turned that
upside down. Isaiah 29:15-16.
They go
down, turn things upside down. One of these turns is that wearing the Holy
Ones,
changing the
church,
and they put the buildings. You go find the building they are put.
Seventh Day Adventist Church.
Enters in someone's mind, they build the church. They don't know they are meant to be the church. As if they think of it, yet the wire gets on and they sort again. We find them when they say church, and they say, I am me. I am going to church. Again, they speak that. You see, as if they have got no more to sanity, and the wire sort again in their mind. You know, to be the turned upside down, you are like a bat. You know, a bat usually hook on the door hinges and they turned upside down. Those who enter in, they say, you turned upside down. You know, normal. Yet they are the ones turned upside down. Some
who
hear us speak this, say, Apostle, you turned upside down.
There
is said buildings are not the church. You turned upside down many years.
We
standing normal, you speak, we turned upside down. You know, a bat sees through darkness after turning upside down. And it teaches the gospel. People turned upside down are in the darkness. And things in darkness upside down. But we in the light, we want to tell you the truth of all things.
Hold
all the trouble on the Holy Ones. One of what they first did change in the church. If you have been a holy church without spot, not wrinkle,
we
would have moved before the Lord to watch over you, your church, that
he
can bring you to himself. The church without spot, no wrinkle. Let's read Matthew 24 in the verse 1.
Yesu nafuluma mu yekalu. Yalinga atambula. Abayigirizwa be ne bajja okumulaga amazimba ga yekalu. Olwokubiri. Naye n'addamu n'abagamba nti, temulaba bino byonna. Mazima mbagamba tewali sigala wano jinja liri kunguru ku jinja litalisulibwa wansi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Mukama wafu Yesu Kristo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mu Matayo esule ne abiri
mwenye. In the Matthew 24.
Onyo lisoka pa kuroku.
The verse 1 to 3.
Boya furuma muyeka.
When he moved out of the tabernacle.
Abayigizwa ne bamuteka wabweru.
Disciples put him aside.
Ne bamulaga enzimba yeku
yekunganire. And they showed him the building style of the tabernacle. What caused them to show him that?
In
John 2, it shows Jesus had told them, break it down and build it again in 3 days.
It
was built 46 years. You built it in 3 days?
And
they moved down the ship. The thing is trying to attach himself on.
In Matthew
4, verse 1 to 3,
and
they say, you see the building,
the
thing you build your spirit 3 days.
But
you see its style, he told them, no stone will remain on the other in the day I get back. Jesus will not get back for buildings. Buildings
we
are a temple of the name of the Lord, according to what was told Prophet Moses and the King Solomon.
Buildings
were a temple of the name of the Lord. But when Jesus came back, he said, I've taken that away.
Say
they crucified him. It was torn apart. And they remembered.
He
spoke of the temple of his body. Now from then, he made us a temple. He made us the church of God.
First Corinthians 3:16.
Don't you know you are temples of God? And the Spirit of God sits in you. Praise Jesus much.
Now,
exchange of these things.
When
God made us his church, where his Spirit can sit.
Things
were exchanged, taken back in the building.
Building
as it was in the Old Testament. But in another amazing way. God in many prophets had said, heavens is the throne. In the earth is his footstool. What house they can build for him. He decided to be pleased. We who are born again to be his temple. Temple of his Holy Spirit. And to become a holy church. In the entire world and many years we've had. Here are 1,707. And they changed it long. It turned upside down. I've not taught in its fullness. As I told you, I'm briefly passing through. The wearing out of the holy ones, how it appears.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When we build buildings, in the Isaiah 4, 5-6, they say this. Isaiah 4, from verse 5.
Era mukama alitondera ku buli nyumba y'olusozi Sayuni ekire n'omukka emisana n'okumasa amasoko omuliro gwako ekiro kubanga waggulu ku kitiibwa kyonna kulibako ekiritimbibwako olunyolo omukaaga era walibawo eweema okuba ekisiikiriza emisana eri olubugumu n'okuba ekiddukiro era omwekwekebwa eri kibuyaga n'enkuba.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Agamanti, what about all women?
He said there will be a tent. And to heat in the day.
No musana.
And the sun.
Onya,
and to save us from the cold.
Nenkuba.
And the rainfall.
And
upon the tabernacle, God will put his glory and his protection.
So
we build temple synagogues or tabernacles to help us heat, not to burn us, not to die of much heat. And if time of coldness, we don't be blown by this. And if it's raining, it doesn't strike us. God puts protection on it.
Spirits
enter the synagogues.
Contributing.
Blesses all who contribute
in
building that temple or that synagogue.
It differs
from building the church.
In
building the church, we build you and we do a work in you.
And
things moved very far, which I can't explain all today, of wearing out the Holy One. The first, in the shadow church of the Old Testament, they had marked the way they clothes of the priesthood. But in the New Testament, we
make
the wedding cloth again.
In this
holy church of the Holy Ones,
it
must clothe how? This man, you know what they did? They brought their garments as you see them, and they have put collars on up here. And if you go to Ephesians 6, 10 downwards, and given the armor of the priesthood of the New Testament, commanded us to clothe. Now they changed. I wonder what you clothe.
They are
clothing your garments. They are like skirts of women. Apostle, what do you speak? Let's read briefly in Ephesians. As I wind up, 2 points we're going to see them in the next service.
Amen.
I show you how they change the clothings. They put you with cloth garments.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now you find born again today. They have cloth garments of the religious people. That they have clothed the priesthood garments. Let's read, we see.
Ephesians 6:10.
These are the weapons we want of God. The cloth of the priesthood in the New Testament. And we are told,
Ephesians 6 verse 12. Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri wabula naba masaza naba obuyinza naba fugensa abo mukizikiza kino neme yejobe mbife bya wagulu 13 kale mutwalenge ebyokulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda mulyoke muyinze ngo kuguma kuluna ku olubi era bwe mulimala okukola byonna musobole okuyimirira
after
we make this armor clothe them as priests to be able to fight principalities as bases we study are
Ephesians 6:14
mwesibye mukiwato kyammwe amazima kakati ekimu kukyambala omunagiro ogukolebwa one of the clock which is made for us
amazima
the truth
amazima yani
who is truth
Bible mogera ko myokana 14
mukaga John 14:6
Yesu kusije ko bulamu
Jesus the way the truth and the life
oyo yayogera ko mibulania
talking of in the Hebrews
yaje muzingo gwe kitabo gwa muandiki bwako
the scroll written of him
kati bo tujuzibwa amazima
ago we are filled with that truth
gafu ko ekyesibizibwe ekyo bakabona
of the priesthood
so si kujamu nagironga bakuru
wa getting those clothes like those people
omanyaba lalu
you know people mad
They
tithe themselves. You see that? And they are there corner the world. They clothe garments of the godly garments.
You
world what I did all to them.
I already
have my priesthood clothes with me. Now I clothe these ones.
Yes.
And complete clothes. And to trouble me. And you clothe the clothes. You are tying your neck like that. You're choking yourself. You put the trouser, you're breaking yourself with it.
Why
trouble yourself in vain? You tie truth in the waist. You
know,
change the priesthood garments. Find them clothing skirts.
And they have
put browsers on the top of the skirts. Now I don't know. How dare you desire such things that you get wear it? Ephesians 6:14.
Kale muyimirirenga nga mwesibye mu kiwato kyammwe amazima era nga mwambadde eky'omukifuba
eky'obutuukirivu
is a blessed plate of righteousness
eky'omukifuba
eky'obutuukirivu
ekyogerako mu Baruumi 10
Bible says in the Romans 10 9-12
nti omuntu akkiriza na mutima
gwe a person believes with his heart be given righteousness
era Baruumi 10:17
ne Romans 10:17 say
nokiza kuba mukuulira
faith come from hearing and hearing the word of God
buli lwe wayo kuulira
time you to hear the word of God believing
obo wekoledde ekyo mukifuba
ekyobutuukirivu a blessed plate of righteousness for yourself
so si bonga bwe bafuna ebintu
as they get their garments
era olaba bano wali waka akateekebwa
and you see there's something put on their garments
kya mukifuba kyabutuukirivu
a blessed plate of righteousness
ne bateekamu mpozi na kyekyo ekira kyebamala
what else they clothe here
kino simanyiro zale
Rosary.
Hey.
The blessed of righteousness.
You're
not to get mad.
New world order
is what has turned you upside down. Ephesians 6:15.
Era nga munanise mu bigere okweteekateeka okw'enjiri y'emirembe
mu bigere nga tulina okubanga
enjiri
baagitegeka
bulungi
okutegekebwa kubeera
kutyabayibuli
eyogera mu Isaya
28:9-13okweteeka
kw'enjiri
ogibuulira kiragiro
ku kiragiro ebiragiro bibiri
kunan'okudda
waggulu lunyiriri ku
lunyiriri
Nyiribiri
2-4
n'okudda
and above scriptures.
Wano katono.
They are a little.
Okuva mu ndagaano
empya. From the Old Testament and the New.
Nga weenaanisa ebibu.
You've clothed the gospel in the feet.
Kadeba bo beenaanisa
ebibu. Now I don't know what they put in their feet.
Bayina agantu gabwe ge baabala.
They have their things they clothe.
Eyo bagiyita New World Order yabakyankalanya ebintu.
New World Order confused their heads.
Mbo bali okukuteganya abatukuvu.
That's wearing out of the Holy Ones.
Era namwe mwabeeranga eyo
eri tiwa there out there
kwambala ebyokulwanyisa bya Katonda ngenda kwambala
enjiri I'm going to clothe the gospel
nene weri mbote
how do you lie yourself
bajambala bwe
how is it clothed like that
priesthood clothes
in this time as we prepare. And he said, Ephesians 6:15.
Eranga muna nisembigere okwete kateko okwenjiri ye mirembe. Onyole 16. Era kwebyo byonna nga mukwatiddeko engabo y'okukkiriza.
Engabo y'okukkiriza.
The shield of faith.
Omukono guno.
In this left hand.
Yesu
praise Jesus.
Okukkiriza tukwogeddeko balumi 10.
Spoken faith Romans 10. 17.
Kuba mukuri anokwekigambo
cha Mungu. Come from hearing the word of God.
Babu okole engabe yonga ngomu.
Make that shield strong.
Yakobo biri agamba.
James 2 he says.
Okukkiriza okuyina okubaka ebikolwa.
Faith has to be backed with works.
Sobola okole engabo.
That you make a shield.
Era bwekutaba bwekuto.
It's not that.
Kuba kufu.
It's dead faith.
Befese suleyo mukaga olinyole 17.
Ephesians 6:17.
Onyole 16. Era kumwe byonanga mukwatiddeke ngabe yokukiriza. Eneba inzisa okuzikiza obusale bonna obomuliro obomubi. Onyole 17. Muwe bwene sepewe yobulokovu. Nechitale chomoyo che kigambo kya Katonda.
Olaba nechitale obo ino bana cho.
Even the sword you must
keep
with it. The word of God.
Kubanga bibulani yabwe tugamba.
Hebrews tell us that.
Nya 12.
4:12.
Le kigambo kya Katonda chitala kya
bwo. The word of God is a double edged sword.
Okugamba nti ngo chimanyi mundagani
mpya. You know it in the New and Old Testament.
Urufuka kabona.
Then you get a priest.
Nesa poyo yobulokozi.
In the helmet of salvation.
Ye moyo motokovu.
It's the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga ambikwa tume sura ya
10. In the Acts 2.
Nyolokusatu pa
kuroko. Verse 3-4.
Kumitwe jaba tumengeni miezo
bulino. Heads of disciples like tongues of fire.
Yesape yobulokozi.
In the helmet of salvation.
So says yesape uzola batadde kumitwe.
Not those hearts you've seen on their heads.
Umanyini wadi odo chankana nye bintu byonna.
No new world order to mess up all things.
Mwe yesape yobulokozi
jaya. That's the helmet of salvation is clothing.
Eyo bwakabona. Kati ne balokole namweze munonyabu mwamba.
Born again look for those to clothe them.
Okukuteganya batukuvu.
That's wearing out the holy ones.
So mbufunze.
Now in the brief.
Bebe byokulwanyisa abatukuvu.
Mbufunze nyo dala. Fighting the holy ones in the brief.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Then twagala okudda okula point ebiri.
Let's come back see the next two points.
Okulwanyisa kwebiro nebisi.
Fighting of time and seasons.
Ebiye bintu.
Of the things.
Nokuchusibwa kwa amateeka.
And the change of the laws.
Money world order.
In the new world order.
Okuva mu underground
from the underground bankers of the devils.
Abalwanyisa order ya Katonda.
They fight the order of God.
Yatondere ebintu
by which created all things in the heavens and
the
earth. Even the laws.
Okama kuwa mukisa.
May God bless you.
Tuyongere mu services.
Move on in the next services.